A new large study could help guide treatment for lung cancer with the use of biomarkers, which are molecules found in the body that can signal an abnormal process or disease. A National Cancer Institute study for non-small cell lung cancer was launched to validate whether a biomarker can predict clinical benefit in the treatment of this disease.
We were trying to determine if these markers can also predict how the therapy can be effective or not based on the presence of that marker.
Dr. Claudio Dansky-Ullman is part of the clinical investigation branch at the NCI.
You try to find a more direct reference in terms of what the patient has in his tumor or her tumor that you could target, and the readout of that will allow you to say, well, if this patient has this marker, then that's a patient will benefit from that particular treatment that you're trying to deliver.
In this case, biomarkers would identify a target known as epidermal growth factor receptor, which can be increased in some lung cancers. Dr. Ullman explains the main objectives of the study.
One is to really see the role of the marker in trying to predict response to an agent that targets that particular marker. Then the other question is, which way of measuring that marker is the one that is the most valid one? And then the other question is to compare in these patients with high or low activity of this marker, if they will do better with the targeted therapy or they will do better or worse with the standard chemotherapeutic agent.
Approximately 1,200 lung cancer patients will be tested for the status of the epidermal growth factor receptor and then will be randomly assigned to treatment based on the test results. Dr. Ullman is optimistic that this study can develop better therapies for lung cancer.
It would be very important to be able to pinpoint what a particular patient has in terms of these markers that may position that patient in a better way to say, well, if you get this particular targeted therapy or agent, you will do much better compared to receiving just non-specific or standard therapy.
Lung cancer is expected to claim 161,480 lives in 2008, and 215,020 people are expected to be diagnosed with the disease this year, making it the number one cancer killer. For more information on this trial, visit www.clinicaltrials.gov and look up the MARVEL study. This is Wally Akinso at the National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland.